This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome to Money Control. You're listening to In the News with me, Anvita Bansal, and I'll be giving you all the latest updates from India and around the world. First up, we'll discuss students of government school in Uttar Pradesh face midday meal horror once again, followed by Airtel bids for Reliance Communication assets. Ola plans to reduce employee strength over the next 2 to 3 years before going public. Lastly, we'll talk about SEBI's order on brokerage firm Kari, which has delayed payouts to 95,000 retail customers. Let's begin with our first story. Students in Uttar Pradesh's government school face midday meal horror once again. Reports suggest that 1 liter of milk was given to 81 students by pouring liters of water. To give us more insight on this story, I have with me Money Control's Shraddha Sharma. Hi Shraddha, thank you for joining in.
Hi Anvita.
Shraddha, can you please tell our listeners more about this incident?
So this incident is being reported from Uttar Pradesh again, from the Sone Bhadras district.
Right.
So children at a government primary school were found to be served highly diluted milk, as you said. 1 liter was given to 81 kids, because if you and me will have like one glass of milk, it's around 250 to half a liter that,
right,
you know, one person consumes.
Right.
So maximum 3 to 4 people can have 1 liter of one glass of milk if they consume.
Right.
But, you know, of course, buckets of water were poured to actually make it sufficient for 81 kids. So Gram Panchayat ward member Dev Patia made the allegations of poor nourishment.
Right.
So the midday meal menu for that day was a rice dish that's called tehri, and milk was to be served to the children. When, you know, reporters asked the school head Selesh Kanojia about the incident,
right,
the reply was there are 171 children and 2 schools have to be managed. So accordingly, whatever resources they have are distributed for the children. So a probe has been ordered into the matter.
Right. So that is not happening for the first time, right?
Definitely. Recently, we heard UP's Mirzapur incident where the students were served salt and roti. And there was an incident before that about plain rice with salt being served in a school in West Bengal.
Right.
Even Bihar 6 years ago, 23 children died after consuming the meal because the cooking oil, where the cooking oil was stored, was originally a pesticide container.
Okay.
So it has been... Looks like we do not remember these stories a lot, but it has been making headlines for years.
Right. What can we say about the midday meal as a scheme, since so many incidents are still making headlines?
But midday meal as a scheme is one of the best social policy initiatives. You know, when it was actually launched as a centrally sponsored scheme in 1995,
right,
it actually had 2 purposes. So the dual purpose of the scheme was, first is enhancing enrollment of students, you know, getting more students to come to school, higher attendance, low dropout, more retention of these kids.
Right.
One was this.
Right.
Second was actually making the nutrition for these kids better.
Hmm.
The first incentive was to get more students. And it was an incentive for the parents also, which actually improved. The reports, I don't remember the exact number, reports that time suggested that, you know, more kids were coming to school because they knew that they wouldn't go hungry back to their homes. But the nutrition part has actually seen a lot of mismanagement over the years. You know, substandard food is served, inadequate food is served. So I am not a specialist, but we know there are 2 reasons for it. One is because either there is a lot of ignorance.
Right.
Since we have become so immune with the reports, so we keep on hearing it and we ignore it.
Right.
Second is corruption in the way it is distributed, or, you know, the school management, or the way, you know, the resources are distributed. There is corruption at some levels or all the levels.
Right, right.
So these are 2 things that have not been changed since the time the scheme was launched.
Coming to our next story, Airtel has been the biggest bidder for the assets of Reliance Communications. Shraddha, what is the update on the Reliance Communication resolution process?
So yes, the thing is, under the resolution process that's going on for Reliance Communication, the bidders included VFSI Holdings, UV Asset Reconstruction Company, and Reliance Jio was also supposed to be one of the bidders that when it had asked for more time. from the COC, that is Committee of Creditors, but that did not become one of the bidders. The reports are suggesting that Bharatiya Airtel is the highest bidder, who has actually offered a conditional offer of rupees 9500 crore for the assets.
Right. Shraddha, which assets has Airtel bid for?
So all assets are for sale, including the spectrum that is around rupees 14,000 crore, the mobile towers around 7,000 crore, optical fiber around 3,000 crore, and data centers worth around 4,000 crore, as reports are suggesting. The final results are to come today after the Committee of Creditors will review the bids. But according to an NCLT order, this resolution needs to be completed by January 10th, 2020. So the resolution professional will look into it. Arcom's secured debt happens to be around, 33,000 crore. So lenders have submitted claims for around 49,000 crore in August.
Right.
But a lot of bidders had actually backed out due to previous liabilities, which began after Ericsson filed an insolvency proceeding plea.
Right.
And also because Reliance Communications posted the second highest loss by any Indian company till date, when they posted consolidated loss for rupees 30,142 crore for July-September quarter this year. And after that, we also heard that Reliance Communications chairman Anil Ambani had tendered his resignation, which was, the COC had rejected. So this is what we know about the process.
Right. Thank you so much, Shraddha, for all those details.
Thank you, Anvita, for having me.
Well, talking about Ola plans to reduce employee strength over the next 2 to 3 years before going public. To discuss more on this, I have with me Money Control Siddesh Raut. Hi, Siddesh. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Anvita. Thank you for having me here.
Siddesh, could you tell us how many people would that be and for what reason?
Ola plans to reduce about 15 to 20% of its employee strength over the next 6 months.
Right.
And all of this is done in a bid to improve their margins. And it's said that the majority of the cuts would be from the operations team. Keep in mind that Ola currently has about 5,800 to 6,000 people on its payroll. This is across several of the group's companies, as opposed to just Ola in itself. So this is all the group companies under ANI Technologies, which runs Ola.
Right.
And it's also stated that close to 10% of the electric mobility people, the people who are working under the electric mobility team, and the financial service businesses would also be redeployed. And around 350 to 400 odd people would be fired as well. So these are all the updates concerning the cutting down, according to various media reports.
Siddesh, is this the first time Ola is carrying out such a move?
Anvita, the company has already cut its tech team to 150 to 200 people from 800 people in the past. It's also reduced its employee expenses, according to these media reports, from the 495 crore to 414 crore over a span of a year and a half.
Right.
So this is not the first time something like this has ever happened before. And one could see that the main reason for this is because the growth in the ride-sharing space has stagnated over the past few years. And investors are looking forward to seeing developments in their margins and cutting down on the employee payrolls through letting employees go is one of the ways to go about it. This can already be seen in its results, and you can see that Ola has cut down, or rather ANI Technologies, which is the company that runs Ola, has halved its FY19 losses from the earlier 2676 crore rupees that was the loss that was projected in FY18, has now come down to 1160 crore rupees of losses in FY19. The company's revenues also grew by 26% to 1885 crore rupees by March 2019.
Alright, we hope that the employees have a backup plan for themselves. Also, media reports state that following SEBI's order on brokerage firm Karvi, it has delayed payouts to 95,000 retail customers. Siddesh, why are customers seeking payouts?
Various media reports have stated that these customers who have been trading securities using the brokerage firm Karvi have now want to move their securities that they've accumulated with the brokerage firm to any other provider.
Right.
And in this process, they're seeking payouts on the same. But Karvi, according to these media reports, has been delaying these payouts and preventing them from moving on to another broking firm. According to these reports, several complaints have also been lodged against Karvi with the markets regulator, the SEBI, about this issue, and more action is expected to be awaited on this regard.
Sidesh, can you please tell our listeners what was SEBI's order?
The SEBI order had barred Karvi from taking on new clients and trading on behalf of its existing investors. However, the order did not mention that it could not make timely payouts to these investors when they sought for it. So that was the key order. And this order had come when it had come to light that Karvi had used client stocks to raise funds and transfer them to its other group businesses. So apparently it has been reported that stocks worth 1096 crore was sold, and its proceeds were also sold to Karvi Realty. And these transactions are currently now being audited by EY India, as ordered by the NSE.
Right. Sidesh, what is Karvi's response to all this?
Karvi has responded that it's promising investors to make these payouts soon, and they're requesting patience from the part of the investors. A spokesperson for Karvi said that the company will make out a payment of 25 crore to 200 clients under SEBI regulations within 2 weeks. But the report has also noted that Karvi is facing liquidity issues, which may make it harder to meet these payment obligations. Experts who are quoted in the report also said that the fact that the stocks which are worth 1096 crores were sold and the proceeds were transferred to Karvi Realty, this might turn out to be an issue and might be a problem for in terms of liquidity, which could possibly delay payments to these retail investors.
Thank you so much, Sidesh, for all those details.
Thank you, Anvita.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of In The News. In case if you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until then, it's me, Anvita, signing off. For more news, views and updates, please stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thank you for listening.